Double had a strong feeling that he was on the right trail of his foe. He dashed onward, hoping soon to catch sight of the painted one. Seething for revenge, the young Gowsham shrew never thought to act with caution. He ran straight into an ambush. Leaping out from behind a sycamore, Jeg lashed out with his staff. The swinging blow would have stunned Double, but for a speedy reaction. Instinctively, he threw up both paws, taking the major force of the staff upon them. He narrowly missed grabbing hold of the weapon, but Jeg was already striking again, this time from the other direction. Double was struck between neck and shoulder. He toppled off balance and fell. The young tree rat was shrieking with delight as he thrashed at his adversary.
I'll kill you this time, fool beast!
Some of the blows connected, others missed. Thus was Jeg's haste to finish his enemy. Double wriggled and rolled about furiously, his paws numbed by the initial strike of the staff. He pushed forward, grabbing Jeg's foot paw, and sank his teeth in savagely. The tree rat hopped about screaming as he tried to dislodge the shrew, but Double hung on grimly. Jeg kicked out at his head, but his foe caught the other foot paw, twisting it and laying him flat on his back. This was the chance Double had been waiting for. Ignoring his various hurts, he threw himself upon Jeg, flailing away with all paws. Over and over the pair rolled into the squashy compound of mud and leaf mould on the pool bank. Spitting stagnant water, Jeg managed to gain the upper position, forcing Double's head down into the mess. One mouthful sent the young shrew into an ungovernable panic. He bucked and jerked so wildly that he threw Jeg to one side. Double was up to his waist in the soggy bank morass. He was extracting himself with some difficulty when he saw Jeg, whom he had thrown up onto solid ground, take to his paws and run off. The young Gowsham shrew yelled after him.
You can run, scum face, but you won't escape me. No matter what it takes, I'll get you.
Thus began a second chase. This time it went in no particular direction. Jeg was really frightened now. He went in circles, sometimes going off at a tangent, dodging amongst the huge trunks of venerable woodland giants and crashing through fern beds, but always with Double close behind. Gritting his teeth, the Gowsham pursued his quarry relentlessly, getting closer by the moment. Now they were running along a stream bank, with Double almost on Jeg's tail tip. Both beasts were going so hard that they hardly noticed the low-flying crows between the trees. Jeg had no time for such observations. Running as he was, with the pursuer hard on his tail, trying a swift ruse, he angled off amidst the trees, casting a backward glance to ascertain where Double was. It was to be the young painted one's final error. Dashing along as he looked backward, Jeg ran slap-bang into a raven. The bird was hobbling along, dragging one wing. It squawked in alarm. Such was his speed that Jeg went tumbling tail over snout. It was an unfortunate and fatal landing for the son of Chigad and Tala. Straight into a dark, moist, fetid opening, he managed one last horrified shriek. Then the jaws of Balas closed upon him like a steel trap. Double saw the dreadful sight looming ahead of him, a squawking raven scrabbling upright, and beyond that, the monstrous head of the great serpent, the Gowsham shrew, saw that it was not the reptile's forked tongue protruding from betwixt its lips. It was Jeg's limp tail. Skidding to a halt, Double turned and ran for his life. Emerging from the trees, he hurried toward the stream, only to find himself suddenly hemmed in by carrion crows, with cruel beady eyes glinting and sharp heavy beaks poised. The birds closed in on him.